great here.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, I know. I have an 8-year-old, and I'm going to definitely turn him on to this place when he comes to the university.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to go?
Yes.
Yeah. Tico Torres, how did you feel today went?
Today went well. We're 9 under, and it's a good day. You know, you don't get weather like this very often here. I've been here, coming here since 96, and as you guys know, because you're here, so you take advantage of it.
And what brings you back? Year in, year out.
Well, Johan Ruper is a good friend. He started a great tournament. It's good for the town. And it's just seeing your old mates. It's almost like when you go on summer vacation and come back. What did you do this year? What did you do? You know, so we have a great, great fun together.
So the social aspect as well as the golf
itself.
It's
the best. It's for the, you know, we're amateurs, and to watch the pros up close and see how it's really done is first impressive, and it's an honor to do that. But you know, the fact that we you can see your old mates and play together in a format that, you know, includes an amateur, you know, one of the homes of golf.
What's the atmosphere like within the group that you've been playing with today?
Well, I had a couple of good friends of mine from South Africa. You know, Ignacio Garrido is a fantastic player. I played with him before. I'm being Spanish as well. It works, you know. So we're all, we get South African talking, you get Spanish. And it was good fun.
And something particularly special about playing here at St. Andrews?
Yeah, home of golf. I mean, it has a certain feeling about it. There's no course like this in the world. And, you know, I like to see when the wind boisters up and the rain. And, you know, I played a practice round yesterday. Just hit the tee shot. It was a great, great day all day. It poured 40-mile-an-hour winds just for one hole.
You want to see this place in January?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. You know, but it's not as cold as we get in the States, I'm sure.
Not to argue, but it's cold everywhere, really.
Yeah. You're off to Carnoustie tomorrow.
Yeah.
You excited for that as well?
Yeah, that's a great course. It's a hard one. I never do a practice round there because one day's enough.
Do you find it the toughest of the three?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. It's made that way. You know?
Is there anyone out there you're particularly looking to beat?
No. You know, it's you don't play against anybody. You play against the course. And the course usually wins.
So
you have to be, you know, positive and enjoy it.
So your goal for the tournament then is just to beat the course.
Well, at least keep up with it.
How do you fancy your chances of making the cut after today?
Well, you know, I made the cut once, and it was with Ignacio, as a matter of fact. And it was a little tough because I was the only amateur in my group of three pros. So I felt like the redheaded stepchild. I was like, okay, they hit, and I hit, they have to wait for me again. You know, so, but you try to stay out of their way because it's important. That's their livelihood.
And away from the golf, you get much opportunity to explore the town itself?
Yeah.
The social side?
You know, a good friend of mine is Michael Douglas, and when he was out here, we used to go and see you students, probably years before you guys were here. We'd see students having a party. We'd knock and come in and say hello. And we'd go visit, you know, the vendors over there that are by the tent, you know, that sell sausages and stuff. And we'd knock on their door and talk to them. And, yeah, no, it's nice meeting, you know, everybody here. You guys are, you know, you're very lucky to be going to school here.
Thank you.
Hello, camera.
Hello.
What would you like? Bubble TV?
Bubble.
Oh. Hi, this is Tico Torres, and you're watching Bubble TV.
And it's the university's 600th anniversary next year.
Oh.
So could you just...
600?
600.
Showing off.
So could you just say happy birthday to St. Andrews, please?
Yeah, happy birthday, St. Andrews. 600 years, that's pretty amazing. 100 years before they started hitting balls. Anyway, wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For your time.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers, thank you.
Pleasure. Keep